What up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast, all things K-State athletics, where that is Casey Alexander and the Beds basketball team coming this fall or track and field. And boy, we've had a lot of coverage for y'all on track and field. We will conclude that on tomorrow's episode. We're going to take a little time out from that. From that right now. And give them Mets basketball opponents. And I've been recording, I've been going through the K-State football schedule, and we're going to continue to do that as we continue to count you down to the 2026 fall sports season, which is going to be the new athletic calendar year, 2026 to 2027 there as well. So we got that going on as well. But yeah, man, few days ago. Oh yeah, by the way, this is Sunday, June 14th, 2026. Pearl Project Podcast. Get it? Wherever you get your podcast. We're usually daily podcast, but we kind of scaled it back a little bit. But however, we got an episode this week. Every day this week. So we still getting giving out content. We're at track and field. Women's tennis, baseball. We're gonna have more of that. Thanks to part of D. Kennedy, and so much more. But okay, let's just stay on the tracks here for a little while. Talk about these Big 12 conference opponents that was announced earlier this week. And it looks like here, there's no dates yet that are set. We just know the opponents right now, right? All right, so. We're gonna be on the road. Hold on. Okay. All right. So it looks like here, home away. All right. So I'm just gonna read this straight from. So we're gonna start with the away opponents, right? Baylor first. Well, not really first. So we know the opponents, but we don't know the order it's gonna go. Baylor on the road, and we know. There's going to be a whole lot of storylines with the Jerome Tang and all that. Jerome Tang coming back to Baylor. We now with Scott Drew. Yours truly. Kind of maybe thinking, maybe. I've been doing a lot of contemplating myself. For at least a little while anyways. It's just only the start of it anyway. So maybe a return trip. Well, I'm usually in Manhattan anyways, but a firm trip, we'll just have to see about that, how it goes along. But I'm in the early stages of it right now anyways. But that's another conversation for another day. But yeah, it's had me thinking, Jerome Tang went back home to Baylor, and there's going to be plenty of juicy storylines with that. Also, BYU, you got to go to BYU with no AJ DiBonza this time. There, UCF, Iowa State. Looks like it's Houston I'm looking at. Yeah, Houston and West Virginia. So those are the away opponents there. And coming to Bramlage later this fall, you have Arizona. And remember, we got drilled against Arizona last year. So Arizona's coming to Manhattan this year. Colorado, Houston again. Wait, hold on. Am I reading that right? Wait, hold up. So I think it's Utah. I think is the way. Okay, these Utah and Houston have the same symbol there. So Houston's coming. So okay, so hold up, Houston is coming. I think this is the first time we have Houston in coming to Bramlage since Houston joined the Big 12, if my memory is correct on that. So I believe the other symbol is Utah. So, but anyways, not Ohio State. My goodness, damn it. Oklahoma State, same syllables, but different name. Oklahoma State, TCU, Iowa State, Arizona State, Cincinnati, and a KU, of course. So you're going to get two matches of Arizona State, Cincinnati, and of course, your rivals from Lawrence and the Kansas Jayhawks is a Pearl Project podcast. All things K-State sports, and this is going to be an 18-game league schedule. Everybody's going to use it. 18-game schedule there, 9 home games in Bramlage, and of course on the road as well. So it looks like, yep, so we know the opponents. We do not know the times or the orders it's going to go through. right? So there's that. Here's a little note here. 14 of the 16 Big 12 teams won at least 17 games the season ago, with 10 winning at least 20 games, including 36 wins by Arizona, who made it all the way to the Final Four. There, Arizona, national runner-up, right? 12 teams made it to the NCAA tournament. Arizona, BYU, UCF, Houston, Iowa State, Kansas, TCU, Texas Tech. That is a task Casey Alexander is going to have to, and look, I'm way off on any predictions right now, because we don't even know how we've gone over most of the roster. I have not had a chance to go over all of it. But if you've been a follower of this podcast this past spring, here in early moments of summer, we've talked about some of these players. I don't know what's gonna happen. And that's the task at hand. You gotta follow up an awful, god awful season a year ago, and then try to reboot this program. That's the task that Casey Alexander and his staff have coming up this fall. Right, so it's gonna be something here. Now I pull up. Oh my god! Yep, I'm gonna do it right now. Let me see. Big 12 basketball. Oh boy, standings, man. Let me see here. Oh boy, yep. I'm gonna do it right now. I'm gonna pull it right now. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K State sports. Yeah, K State. Yeah, so, yeah, Utah, Houston have the same symbol, almost. So, it's Utah. We're going to go out there again this upcoming year. But, yeah, so to remind y'all again, yes, we got to remind y'all the awful record last year that sent Jerome Tang packing back to Baylor, 12-20. That is not even unheard of. that's probably the first time in a long ass time, probably since I put on the color purple, added purple to my wardrobe, that we've had a losing season in basketball. That is saying something right there. Let me see. And then 3-15. So that is what Casey Alexander is tasked is getting this team. I think they're going to be a lot more competitive. I could probably tell you that right now, but I don't know how all the ingredients is going to come together once we reach, Lord willing, basketball season. It's going to be something to see what happens. But yeah, the times and dates have not been announced yet. They're going to come later on, so we do know the opponents for the upcoming basketball season, the first year for Casey Alexander, new head coach on the men's program side, basketball. Yeah, as well, it's going to be fascinating there as well. And we might as well just go ahead and just rip off the rest of the Big 12 states from me last year. Arizona winning by 2 games over Houston. KU third, actually a 3-way tie for third, with KU, Texas Tech, and Iowa State both at 12-6. TCU 11-7, then West Virginia, UCF, Cincinnati, BYU, all of them finishing 9-9. Colorado and Arizona State 7-11, then Baylor and Oklahoma State 6-12. K-State a raggedy ass 3-15. Got to call it what it is. Can't see and pretend it didn't happen. 3-15 and Utah round anchors the finishing order, 2-16. Yeah, we were pretty much the worst team in the league. And if not for mistakes made by Utah, boy, it would have been something. But I can guarantee it is a terrible word. I'm not gonna use it. But I can probably predict that this team is gonna be a lot more competitive. And you got pieces in the transfer portal and all that, and you got some good recruits there as well. But again, the big mystery about this team is we don't know how all this is going to come together. so we'll hopefully figure that out, and it's going to take us a while to get to know the how Casey Alexander works and all that other stuff. So, but yeah, that was news this week. Men's basketball getting their opponents, at least Big 12 opponents. I thought we got an Akron as well. Maybe not. I think it was, I think I recorded something a while back. They're going to be in a part of a tournament. Yep, they're going to be a part of a tournament as well. I can't remember off the top of my head right now, but they're going to be in a part of a tournament as well during Thanksgiving as well. So that's probably what I'm thinking of right now. So, man. So basketball making some moves. So we'll see what happens once we get there. But we do know now who's K-State's playing. We don't know how the order's going to shake out. We'll know that at a later date. Pro Watch Podcast, all things K-State Sports and Gate, where a podcast not free available daily or Winchester Court. K-State content, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what it is. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. And make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. This is Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, coming to you on this Sunday. Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports with Cats.